Hello everyone and welcome once again to episode number 4, season 2 of the Healthcare India podcast. And today I'm going to talk about two important things. One is, I think, a relatively new phenomenon that has emerged in healthcare, and we need to be a tad bit careful about it. And I'm referring to social engineering. And I'm going to explain what it is and how it works, especially in healthcare. And the other thing I'm going to talk about is monitoring sugar, because we've just come out of Diwali, and I'm sure despite all your plans and resolutions, you might have indulged in a lot of sugar intake, and some clear basic ideas of how to manage it going forward. So first and foremost, I got a lot of feedback post our last podcast, which was around the Global Hunger Index and India's ranking and the role played by UNICEF. Some good feedback, some criticism, and a lot of you felt that I was maybe too biased against UNICEF. But that's life. That's how it is, right? I mean, you need to look at the margins. You need to look at the bigger picture. And somewhere, I feel there's a lot of bias against these numbers with India. But interestingly, just after the podcast, about a week later, I got a call from UNICEF. And I was so surprised, because I had just talked about them, written about them, and here I was getting a call. And there was a very nice person on the other side, and I believe her name was Simran. And she kept talking about how a lot of my friends had donated to UNICEF, and she actually gave me the name of one of my classmates from B school and said that my classmate had referred her to me. And though this classmate is pretty much in Bangalore and I do speak to her, but we've not recently been in touch. So I was really surprised that this happened, and if such a thing would have happened, she would have at least messaged me that she was giving my reference to somebody. But she took a few more names that were from my batch in B school, and then started talking about all the various programs that UNICEF was running on infant mortality. And she started talking about all the work they are doing in baby warmers and things like portable ultrasound, and if you could donate to this UNICEF program that she was running. What was very fascinating was that she got all the infant mortality numbers wrong. And when I asked her whether she was working with the state government or the central government, she was not clear which government she was working with. She said she's working with UNICEF, but UNICEF by themselves can't do anything unless they work with the state or the central government program, especially for mother and child. You know, for those of you who are not aware of this, and I think I talked about it, or at least wrote about it in my previous article on Healthcare India, is that there are two areas where the government of India probably runs most protocols. One is mother and child, which they monitor at a national level very, very stringently. And the other is infectious diseases, especially diseases like HIV and tuberculosis, etc. So I was very surprised that this lady, who was Simran, was working by herself through UNICEF without working with any state government or central government. And then it struck me, and obviously she got a lot of our infant mortality numbers wrong, and she was not able to articulate correctly, and she started giving me some random numbers that one baby dies every 56 seconds and stuff like that. And that's when I realized that something was off about the entire conversation. And I told her to message me the link where she wanted me to donate and more details on this program so that I could help her. And at that stage, she got pretty defensive about it. And then she started talking about things like, can you refer 10 more people to me? I'm sitting with a diary and pen, and if you just give me their names and numbers, I will reach out to them. And I said, message me and I'll message you back. And that's how the call ended. I immediately called my friend. I messaged my friend and asked her, did she ever talk to anybody like this? And of course, no surprise, she had never heard of this person. So why am I telling you this long story? And why coincidence that I just talked about UNICEF in the last podcast and then I got a call from somebody from UNICEF? Are they listening? Are they listening to this podcast? I guess not. Well, what exactly happened to me is a very common scenario that happens in a lot of healthcare institutions, and this is called social engineering. And it's a very advanced form of cyber breach. We talk about cyber, we think of attackers, hackers hacking into your accounts, taking control of your bank account, siphoning money, your credit card information, etc. But social engineering goes a step much higher, where somebody who is very educated, very smart, very cunning, actually impersonates somebody close to you, talks to you, and gets all personal information out of you. Now, the first time I saw this happen was about 10 years ago in DEF CON in Las Vegas, where a white hacker, or somebody who's on the good side, an ethical person, she just spoke to relatives of a particular person there live and got all the information out, especially bank information, and it was so simple. Why I'm saying this and why is it important for healthcare is because, you know, those of you in healthcare, especially doctors, nurses, even those in management, you will keep getting these calls, or even normal people. Imagine if you're not in the healthcare scenario, but you'll get a call about the health of a person. They'll say, I'm a friend, I'm a relative, I'm somebody known to them, and I want to know how they're doing. And anyway, health of an individual is PHI, is personal health information. I don't think it should be shared, but you should be more careful if somebody is having an ulterior motive to use that information. Imagine the health of a certain leader of an organization and the impact it will have on the stock market, or the health of a particular leader in a political circle and the impact it will have on the country. So these are very dangerous indications. Social engineering is not new to me. I've faced this in the past, but this was very interesting, very fascinating. Happened so soon after the UNICEF podcast. And I thought it's very important for me to talk about it and let you guys know that this is something you need to be careful of. So what can you do? Number one, if somebody says a friend of yours has given you a reference, before you give any information, check with that friend immediately. It doesn't make any difference, right? It's very important. Number two, don't give any information out. Ask them more, but don't give any information unless and until you're 100% sure you know who you're talking to. Number three, if you haven't seen the person, but you've just connected on LinkedIn or you've connected on Facebook, don't give out personal information. As a matter of fact, I think you should not connect with anybody on at least Facebook and other social media sites if you haven't met them once. If you've met them once, then that's fine. But if you haven't met them, please don't connect with these people. And number four, make sure that inadvertently you don't give out references. Don't lead them on. One of the mistakes I made during my conversation, because I was probably distracted with some other work I was doing while the call came in, is I mentioned the name of my B school. And that was a big mistake. Because it's so easy to, you know, pick up names from a B school. All of us are connected on Facebook, and then you can start picking up other names and giving their reference. So be careful, guys. Social engineering is a very big threat. A lot of big leaders, cyber leaders, have talked about it, especially in the healthcare industry. It presents a very clear threat to the integrity and the privacy of our patients and those who are affected by them. So that's one. And I hope you'll be careful and you'll take this lesson, at least be slightly smarter than me and not even disclose things like where you study. On the other hand, switching gears to diabetes, right, or to the blood sugar content in general. So Diwali has just gotten over and we're going into a season where we'll probably head into New Year, Christmas after this. Now, it's very important to take stock of what damage has been done by the excess amount of sugars in your body. And yesterday, I was having a chat with somebody who was boasting on how he had reduced the sugar content nowadays, and then he's going to take a random blood sugar test just to check how he's doing. My recommendation to you is don't check random blood sugar, because it always gives false positives or in sometimes true negatives. What I'll recommend instead is to take a HbA1c level. You can get it done from any of the labs. Make sure it's an NABL accredited lab so that the numbers are correct. If you're not very fond of going to a lab, you can always get a home pickup done. A lot of labs do it. I personally recommend a lab close by that you trust. Otherwise, it's very important to get the right result. The test is called HbA1c. It should not cost you more than 200 rupees to do it. It's very important that you do it. It gives you the 120-day level of sugar in your blood, because this is the glucose molecule that has bonded itself with your RBC, and it's a true indicator of the level of sugar in your blood. So I would recommend go and do an HbA1c test and see for yourself. Any level below 6.1 or 6.2 should be fine. I think you're good. It's important to enjoy these festivals like Diwali, but it's also important to kind of keep our sugar levels in check. Apart from this, the pollution in Delhi doesn't seem to be coming down anytime soon, despite all the attempts. And I'm talking to one of the largest electronics players to understand this space and how we as consumers can take care of our air quality and the impact of poor air quality on our health, especially our respiratory system, our stress levels, etc. So I'm going to be talking to them in the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll do a podcast on this topic as well. I'm going to be doing a few more guests going forward. You know, I've been doing mostly these solo because I think it's a one-on-one conversation between me and you. But going forward, I probably will be getting a few more guests around. So do watch out for that. As always, love to have your feedback. I've been getting some strong feedback, some not so good feedback, but feedback is feedback. And as long as the criticism is in the positive direction, I'm happy to take and make changes. So looking forward to hearing from you again. Do reach out to me at drvikram@healthcare-in-india.net or on Twitter at drvikram. Do visit our website www.healthcare-in-india.net for more content. Do read my book on your health. I do write a lot about blood sugar and monitoring. It's a brilliant read. It's a good reference book that you should have if you generally want to take care of your health. To do reach out, it's available on Kindle. It's a good investment. And I've got some terrific feedback from users who've been using my book. So please do read it. And as always, do let me know your feedback. Lovely talking to you. Stay safe, stay healthy. Goodbye for now.